Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chapter 1, Section 4, Mantra number 2. Chapters are called Adhyaya. Section is called Khand. And verses are known as mantras. Deva vai mrityur vibhyatas traim vidyam pravishan te chandovir achhadayan yadevir achhadayan tachandratam chandastvam. They are very ancient writings, very succinct, and requires lot of attention and guidance to understand their meaning. The gods, being afraid of death, took refuge in the three Vedas. Now, people have conjured up lots of meanings and lots of stories. Simple point here is, you are living in a world and your real wealth is divine qualities. Those divine qualities are the gods. Gods who will lead you to the God, the Absolute. But these gods who are supposed to help humanity, these good qualities, they are unstable in a worldly atmosphere. They are constantly afraid. Rajasic, tamasic forces continue constantly to drive away the forces of virtue. These forces of virtue, therefore, took refuge in the three Vedas. In other words, when you look at the world with all type of restlessness, confusion, then where are you directed to? Great people, saintly people tell you, come to satsanga, study the Vedas. So as if gods are hidden in those Vedas. And if you study them, you find them. So in order to be secure, they covered themselves with the chandas, the hymns of the Vedas. Therefore it's called Chandogya Upanishad. Chanda is a covering. Behind the covering is gods are hiding. Since they found protection by being covered by with these, they are called chandas. Now details about it. Who are those gods? Gita gives you in chapter 16, verse number 5 onwards, enumeration of Devi Sampat, Ahimsa, developing a mind that is not inclined to injure anyone. And very simple illustration is given. If your teeth bite your tongue, what's your reaction? Do you say abusive words to the teeth? You brats, you fight against them. Just like tongue and teeth, so is your relation between you and all humanity, all creation, the tongue and teeth. Is there any room for a feeling of hurting someone, injuring someone? That's absolutely abnormal from divine point of view. It's a sickness. As long as you suffer from this malady, you are not liberated. And as you go on overcoming your anger and hate, sublimating them to love, you are coming closer and closer to God. Gods that are hidden within you, they begin to manifest. Devas, gods, are in the form of these great qualities. First, Ahimsa. Second, Satyam. Satyam is truthfulness. Mind that has pursues the great mantra, Satyam eva jayate. Wherever there is truth, there is victory. Asato ma sadgamaya. Lead me from unreal to the real. The mind that dedicates itself to the worship of truth. That means your life flows on in a magnanimous way. But if mind is going towards falsehood of any type, then you are moving away from all that is good, glorious. You are moving into darkness. Akrodh, absence of anger. Jag, renunciation of selfishness. Selfishness puts you in a closed shell. Selflessness takes you out of the shell. Shanti, developing peace within yourself and radiating peace and harmony around you. Then you are invoking God, you are becoming godly. These qualities are divine qualities. Allegorically, they are described as gods. And those gods are hiding in these Upanishads. So if you go on studying them, listening to them, reflecting upon them, conducting along with them, according to them, these qualities begin to manifest in you. I'll just quickly read on the other. Apaishunam, not indulging in pointing to others' mistakes, backbiting. Daya, compassion towards all beings, absence of greed, gentleness, inner stability, forbearance, steadiness, steadfastness, purity, absence of pride. Some of them I have mentioned. All virtues are implied. If you want to know who are the demons are, dambho darpo vimanascha, krodha parushyamevacha, hypocrisy, conceit, inflated pride, anger, harshness in your heart. All these are the demons. And your life is always witnessing a battle between these demons and gods. Devasur sangram. Tanu tatra mityur yatham matsya mudake paripashyet evam paripashyat ruchi samni yajushi tenu vitva urdhvarichah samno yajusha swarameva pravishan. Just as a fisherman sees fish in water, in the same way death discovered the gods hiding in the Vedas. Then the devas, knowing this, escaped out of the Vedas and entered into Om. Now, subtle point, difficult to understand but very easy to understand also. Allegorical, the idea that these Vedas can lead you to liberation. People become so intellectually involved, many commit them to memory, recite for in every occasion, they go on reciting. But they are not opening their heart to understanding what they are reciting. So, that means the demon has known where they are, these devas are hiding, and they have somehow inflicted their demoniac presence. In other words, just intellectual knowledge of the scriptures will not save you from demons. But then what safety? Instead of going after so many mantras of the Upanishads, go into the essence of the Upanishads. That doesn't mean you shouldn't study the Upanishads. The purpose of the study is so that you go into the essence. What is the essence? Om. Why Om is the essence? We have explained that. With A-U-M, with A your mind is turning to the physical world. Two-aspected understanding. I am the physical body, that first step. Everybody can understand. But open your mind. If you are physical body and you really mean it, then why not you should say with using your science that I am the universe of matter. So the body is nothing but matter. So, allow your mind to develop that amazing expansion. Since I am the body, I am the mountains, I am the sun, moon and stars, I am the ocean. Your body is made up of the whole miniature universe. So the entire universe of physical universe and you are one. Om begins with that type of expansion. First step of Om Upasana. Second step is Om Upasana. Now you become little grown up. I am the body. Who says it? If you did not have mind, how could you recognize you are the body? How can any insentient matter be recognized without the help of mind? Mind is the reality behind matter. Therefore, now you have dissolved matter into mind. I am the mind, therefore I am also the cosmic mind. Cosmic mind that has created the entire universe is like the ocean. The mind in me is like a wave, constantly in tune with the cosmic ocean. Just like body is physical and is constantly inseparably related to the world of matter. Mind is subtle, but is constantly related to the cosmic mind. Physical matter doesn't matter. This is the mind that grasps matter. And without mind, matter has no reality. And then you go to the third step. I am not even mind. Mind emanates from a causal state, an abstraction called avidya, translated as ignorance. It is that abstraction in the root level of within your personality. It's called causal body. I am the causal body. But that causal body is the causal body of the entire universe. I am the root essence behind the entire universe. Remember how your I am in your mind has gone on developing a profounder implication. You are holding on to your normal I am with your practical reality. At the same time, you are gaining an insight connecting you to the cosmic. You are a microcosm related to the macrocosm. It is this insight that is promoted by the mystic Om and Om Upasana. And ultimately, therefore, what you have come to recognize, physical melts, dissolves in mental. Mental dissolves in causal. Causal evaporates the layer of ignorance. Beyond the three is what Om indicates. The analysis of Om is A plus U plus M plus transcendental. When A, U and M, all the three are grasped, the transcendental emerges. So the devas that have been hidden in the Vedas, when they came to, let me go through the next verse. Yada varicham apnoti Om ityeva atisvarati evam sama evam yaju esha u swaro yatedad aksharam etad amritam abhayam tat pratish pravishya deva amrita abhaya abhavan. This chapter 1, section 4, verse number 5. Students of the Vedas, therefore, chant Om loudly at the commencement of the study of the Vedas. Chanting Om loudly implies all that I have said. And all the Vedas relate to Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda. That these are just the details. Udgita is that swara, the akshara Om, that loud sound that awakens the soul to its intrinsic revelation. That's called akshara, imperishable. Kshara means perishable, akshara, that never perishes. Every letter is known as akshara in Sanskrit, because all letters, etc., are meant to lead you, to become a part of mantra. But here, let me confine to Om. Om is that mystic syllable, mystic letter. It is immortality and fearlessness. Om is beckoning you to that realization where the revelation, I am immortal, eternal, timeless. I am absolutely non-dual self. Where there is non-duality, there is no fear. Having entered Om, the Devas became immortal. So once your mind turns to serious meditation on Om, all the Devas that were hiding in the Upanishads, they have all jumped into your Om. Because at Upanishadic level, they are not safe. But with intense involvement in Om, they are well safe. And they are all integrate themselves, blend themselves in the ocean of Brahman. All illuminations come to the sun, and they all melt into just the sun.